Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Hope you'll take advantage of all the free resources that we have there available to you. We've got thousands, count them, thousands of archives of past interviews that I've done all the way back to 99. We've been simulcasting on the internet in addition to the our national radio audience. We've been simulcasting on the internet since well, actually, this month it represents our 8th year. We're actually moving into our 9th year. We've just had our 8th anniversary of broadcasting on the internet. And so we're starting our 9th year of simulcasting. And if you know anything about internet simulcasting, you know that's pretty early. We're one of the pioneers to do that. And then within a year of that, we were archiving our shows and putting them up on the internet for you in an on-demand feature, a replay on-demand feature. And then very soon after that, we were making them available to you in archives. So you could go back in a table of a catalog of categories and find the articles, I mean, I should say the archives that you want. And now we have thousands of them up there. And just about anything that you could face in your small business, we've got we've had an interview of that. And if we haven't done it yet, we're working on it, I can assure you. And you can find those archives and the articles. There are thousands of them as well by me and by our Brain Trust members. You can find them very easily on the website in a number of ways, by alphabet, by topic, by the name of the person who wrote the article or who was a visitor on the show. A lot of different ways. We have a suite of topics there as well that help you to do a little help you find the things a little bit more conveniently. We also have a great search engine. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Those are all things that we do for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in. And it's all right there for you, including our free newsletter, including our blog, and we're supported by our outstanding corporate partners and the largest community of small business experts in the world, on the planet, probably in the galaxy, the Small Business Brain Trust, Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and these are, you know who these guys are. They're just so good, and you can tell. I know you can tell when you hear them on the show how much they care about what they do, how much pride they take in what they do, and the fact that they can be here to talk to you about what they know so you can have a better opportunity to survive and to be successful in your business. So we're glad to make all that available to you, and I hope you're taking advantage of it. And we had a great day on the internet yesterday. Lots of folks showed up, and they clicked around an awful lot. Maybe one, not, I won't say it's a record day yesterday, but it was close. So check that out and take advantage of all those free opportunities to help you in your business. Okay, I've been talking about the Small Business Survival Course. This is a course that I've been laying out for the last week or two, and will be for a few more weeks, on the fundamentals of operating a business. And this isn't everything you need to know about operating a business. It's just some of the high spots, some of the things that I think need a little extra attention. You know, we could do 10 years on everything you need to know, which is basically what we do on the show. But I mean, I'm laying this out. We started with the financials. We're now in the human resources. I'm going to wrap human resources up today. Next week, we're going to get into management. We're probably going to do a week, maybe two, on management. Then we'll move into marketing. Then we're going to move into technology and then public policy and I think maybe one more after that. And so we've got a lot of things yet to come, but right now I want to talk about the humans. And the topic, the small business survival topic that I have for you today is identifying the key employees in your small business. Do you know how to do that? Well, if you're a small business owner, this may be the easiest thing that you do. You know who the key employees are? All of them. Everybody who works for you is a key employee. There isn't any such thing as someone who's not a key employee in a small business, and you know why? Because there never is enough of us in our small businesses. There's always too many things to do and not enough people to do them. Too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And that means that everybody has to pull their weight. Everybody has to pull their weight and be prepared to maybe pull somebody else's weight. And their weight, by the way, includes more than one assignment. Sometimes the accountant has to answer the phone, has to be the receptionist. Sometimes the truck driver and the warehouseman is the same person. The CEO turns the lights on and turns the lights off and does the banking and calls on the customers and you know, fills in all the gaps. The small business owner knows that if an employee doesn't show up for their shift, it's their shift. That's the way it is in a small business. We don't have any non-key employees. We don't have anybody that if they don't show up, it doesn't matter. Because everybody matters. And so what that means is that we have to make sure that the people that we have are competent. We have to make sure that when we hire folks, that we hire competent people. We take the time. And this is such a hard thing for small business owners to do, to be patient in the hiring process. If I could give you anything today, it would be to give you some patience in the hiring process, to be a little more deliberate, a little more diligent in the hiring process, to make sure that when you find somebody that you've got the right person. And this is hard for you and me. It really is hard. I understand that. It's just such a difficult thing to have an opening, to have a slot that's not filled. We're already overworked, right? We're already got too many things to do. And so we want to get somebody in that slot. And plus, we don't like the process of looking for folks. We don't like the process of going through resumes. We don't like the process of interviewing people and having to sit there and go through the little song and dance of, you know, what do you know and what have you done in the past and following up on the references and all that stuff. We don't like that. And the reason is we got other things that we need to be doing rather than that. So what happens is somebody says, hey, I know somebody who needs a job. Oh, yeah, send them over here. We'll put them to work right away. That happens all the time. Big mistake. Big mistake, folks. We all need to be more patient to find competent people, not only people who are competent. If they're not quite as competent as we're going to want them to be, we've got to find people who are trainable. That means hire smart people. Hire people who are capable of receiving that training because they're going to have to become versatile. They're going to have to be. That's one of the things in a small business. Everybody has to be versatile. That's the extra hats that we all have to wear thing that I was talking about. We come back, I'm going to talk about attitude. And what to do when we find out we got people that aren't the right people. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. All my friends have been playing in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark. Even though time and time again, I see your face smiling inside. Welcome back. Good to be back with you, especially when we come back with Chicago. Sometimes I just want to let those guys play a little bit. It's good to be here with you. And we're talking about the Small Business Survival Course and the human beings that we work with. And I was talking to you earlier about making sure that we find and we hire competent people, people who can be versatile, and people who have a good attitude. And that's something I think is really important to look for. If you give me an intelligent person with no experience, but with a good attitude, I'll take that person over a highly experienced person, but maybe not quite as smart and maybe not such a good attitude. Experience is great. It's very, very valuable. But on the wrong person, it's not good. And so, and I've done that. I mean, I've hired a person that I was going to have to train for a long time. But they had a good attitude, they were smart, and they weren't going to have any baggage. That's a big deal too, isn't it? No baggage. But it's harder work for you and me, and sometimes that's what happens. We take the easy way out. We're not patient. And so I encourage you to try to find competent people. Find competent people. Find people who are capable of being versatile, and find folks with good attitudes. In my opinion, If you can't do that as a small business, if your company can't find those kinds of people who fit that profile, then I believe your ability to be successful in the marketplace will be diminished by the percentage of the people you have who don't fit that profile. If you've got four employees and one of them doesn't fit this profile, competent, versatile, a good attitude, and you know, capable of really being a key employee, wearing a lot of hats and being happy to be there and to do that, then you've just diminished your ability to be successful by 25%. That's a big lick. That's a big hit. I don't think you want that, do you? Okay, now, once we've identified the keepers, we need to make sure that we take care of them. We got to praise them. Well done. Good job. Attaboy. Whatever. Attagirl. Whatever you got to do, praise them when they do the right thing. And don't wait till some formal setting. If you catch them doing something right, like our buddy Jim Ballard says, catch your employees doing something right. I think he got that from Ken Blanchard, and Ken's talked to us about that on the show before as well. When you catch them doing something right, praise them on the spot. Make sure that they've got the equipment that they need. Make sure they have the technology they need, because you can really leverage your employees to a great degree with technology. A lot of times you can take the employees you have, upgrade their technology, and gain the productivity of a whole new person, an extra person, without having to hire that extra person. And this is not just giving your employees more things to do. Help them do their job better with the technology and the equipment that you make available to them. I promise you, in a small business, technology is cheaper than people. And even though I know one of the things we all need to do is to you know, hire folks and get our civilization, I mean, get our society to work. But my job is to help you to be more successful and more profitable, not necessarily to put more people to work. And so if you'll make sure they got their own equipment, I think you can do that. Train them. We talked about training earlier in the week. Make sure they get the training they need and, of course, pay them well. And here's the really hard part. This is the hardest part of all. Get rid of everybody else. Get rid of everybody else. Anybody who doesn't fit this profile, you know, you got your own profile. Use that one. Don't use mine. I don't care what profile you use. But whatever profile of an employee that you think you need to be successful, the kind of profile that gives you the person that allows your company to hit on all cylinders, once you've established what that is, and then you find somebody who doesn't fit that profile, get rid of them. You're not doing anybody any favors. You're certainly not doing your company any favors. You're not doing your other employees any favors. You're actually demoralizing them when you have an employee that needs to go somewhere else to work. And you know what? You know who else you're not doing any favors? You're not doing that employee any favors. Because many is the time when an employee has been cut loose because they just didn't work out in that particular situation. They moved on somewhere else, and they were just incredibly successful in that job. The other people liked them. They did well in that situation, and they actually came back and maybe even come back and thank you for kicking them in the pants and making them see that they were either in the wrong place or they weren't doing what they should be doing. Sometimes it's just a wake-up call. You're not doing anybody any favors. And here's one final thought, folks. Whether the unemployment rate is 0 or 10%, good people are always in demand. If you're going to find and hire and keep the best people, you're going to have to make sure that your company is a great place to work and that all employees feel appreciated. The number one reason, year after year, decade after decade in surveys, the number one reason why people leave their employment is not money. It's they either weren't appreciated they weren't appreciated. They did not feel that they were valued by their employer. That's the number one reason, decade after decade, why people leave their employment. Think about that. Quick break, right back with Rob Jollis after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.